Welcome to Equilibrium Echoes, the podcast where we delve into the transformative power of your inner world on your relationships. I'm your host, Alyssa Decker. Join me as we unlock the secrets of emotional equilibrium and dig deep into the tools and insights needed to foster healthier, more fulfilling relationships in ways that feel safe and authentic. Welcome back to Equilibrium Echoes. This is episode 2, and I'm your host, Alyssa Decker. So today we're going to talk about something that is near and dear to my heart. Actually, two things that I really wanted to address very early on in this podcast. So in the last episode, I kind of laid the foundation for you of why I started this podcast and sort of what the idea of Equilibrium Echoes is, which is creating internal spaces of safety and peace for ourselves by creating balance and order and clarity in our own minds, and then watching that have a ripple effect on the people around us. It's a way of managing our relationships that isn't about managing the other person at all. And for me, in my life, this has been a huge mindset shift and something I've had to do a lot of work around. So before we go any further, I want to address two things that I think are really foundational to this whole idea of inner work and how our inner work affects our relationships. And in my coaching practice, when I speak with women, one of the things that I find is very confusing for many of them, and I totally understand because this was very confusing for me for a lot of years, is the idea is the tension between hurt and harm in a relationship. And so we're going to really dig into that. And the other thing that I really want to talk about in this relationship is, what do I really have to do in a relationship? What is really my responsibility in a relationship and what is not? So those are the two things we're going to cover in today's episode. I am really excited for both of these because for me, these have been big, huge deals. So first, let's talk about the difference between hurt and harm in a relationship. So as a relationship coach, when people come to me for coaching, they are typically not coming because everything is peachy in their relationships, right? They're coming because there is something in one of their relationships that is causing pain. And usually, in most cases, ongoing, consistent pain. Not just, I got hurt once and we fixed it and moved on, but ongoing, consistent, persistent pain. And they want to know, is this fixable, or is my only solution here to leave this relationship? And again, I'm talking primarily here about romantic or intimate relationships, but this also applies to familial relationships and to workplace relationships. So don't tune out here if your high conflict situation is one of those. So here's the difference between hurt and harm. When you are in a relationship and you get hurt because the other person doesn't fulfill a promise, or they speak unkindly, or they choose a behavior that causes you emotional pain or even physical pain, we experience hurt, right? Hurt is normal in a relationship. As much as we would prefer that it wasn't, in every relationship we are in, we are probably going to get hurt in some way. But hurt in a relatively healthy relationship is then followed by repair. So when someone in a relationship says something hurtful to you, or they don't fulfill a promise, or they don't show up when they say they're going to show up, or they do something that causes bodily harm to you, and you address it with them, and you say, hey, when you said such and such, that really bothered me. That hurt my feelings. That upset me. Here's why. Can we talk about it? That other person is going to respond to you in a way that brings about repair. They are willing to acknowledge that they may have done something that was harmful or hurtful. They are going to talk to you about it. There will be apologies. There will be a new connection forged because you've come together with the mutual intention of repairing the relationship. Okay, that's hurt, followed by repair. And this happens in every relationship on some level. It just does, right? Because we are humans and there's nothing we can do to escape that, much as we might like to. Now, when a relationship crosses the threshold from hurt to harm is when there is no repair. When the other person, whether maliciously or not, doesn't have to be with intention, but when the other person consistently and repeatedly does things that are harmful to you or hurtful to you, and they do not repair, they do not have interest in repairing. And when you bring something up to them, they might gaslight you and tell you it's not their fault. They might make excuses. They might say something like, well, I wouldn't have done that if you didn't. Not a real apology. Okay. Maybe they'll say something like, I'm sorry if you felt that way, but not a real apology. They might say, well, you clearly misinterpreted me because that is not what I meant. Not a real apology, right? Maybe you, after this happens and you're feeling hurt, you reach out to them for a physical connection, a hug, some kind of physical reassurance that there is an attempt or there will be an attempt to repair, and they rebuff your attempts. Maybe you say, can we talk about this? This was really frustrating to me. And they say, no, I'm not going to talk about it. You always overreact. Not a real apology, not an attempt at repair. And by the way, Bob Hamp is, he is a licensed counselor. He has appeared on several podcasts that I listen to, and he likes to say something that I thought was very insightful. And I have used this very often in my own mindset work when I'm dealing with something that is difficult or painful, and I get from the other person what appears to be an apology, but it's followed by a but. And he says, when you're apologizing, Bob Hamp says, when you're apologizing to someone or someone is apologizing to you, and you say something like, I am really sorry that I hurt you, but, and they go on to give some sort of excuse or validation or reason why they behaved the way they did or how you made them behave the way they did or whatever. The minute they use the word but, they have invalidated the entirety of their apology. So when you're in a relationship, at work, in your family, in with your intimate partner, whatever it is, and you are consistently and repeatedly feeling hurt by the other person, and there is no opportunity or effort made to repair, that is when you cross the threshold from hurt, which we're all going to experience at times, to harm. Why? Because when you're in a relationship and there is a conflict, or someone says something stupid, or you are hurt, or the other person is hurt, and it's repaired, it's sort of like you have a physical wound that has then been, ointment has been put on, bandages have been put on, it's been casted, whatever. There has been care given to ensure that that wound is healed. And our bodies and our emotions and our neural pathways are designed by God to heal. Okay. But when there is this repetitive, continual hurt and no attempt is made to repair, then we have done lasting damage. That's when infection sets in. That's when bones don't reset properly. That's when things have happened that are causing ongoing, lasting damage. That's the difference between hurt and harm. And if you are in a relationship where you are hurt, but there is repair, depending on the severity of the hurt, that can be actually quite healthy. And our goal should be in a relationship to continue to reduce the amount of hurt, reduce the opportunities for hurt, reduce the repetitive hurt, all those things. But when you are in a relationship where there is continual hurt and there is no repair, that becomes harmful. It becomes harmful to your body. Your body will start to exhibit signs of stress, to exhibit signs of emotional wear and tear. Your ability to feel safe and confident and happy begins to erode. Your feeling of safety begins to erode. And when that happens, very often, there is no opportunity or possibility for that relationship to move back into healthy territory unless both parties begin to recognize the need for repair and work very hard towards that goal. Okay, so what I tell women when they come to me for coaching is if you're in a relationship that is hurtful, but repair is happening, great. Let's keep working on it so that the hurt becomes less frequent and the repair becomes less necessary. But if you're in a relationship that's harmful, it's time to take some really serious, hard looks at what is happening and what you can do about it. And sometimes that involves changing your mindset. It involves emotionally detaching because you are going to choose to stay for the kids, for the paycheck, because it's your parent and you do not want to cut ties with that person. But what you have to do then is create a sense of safety for yourself in your own mind, in your heart, in your emotions. And that is hard work. That is hard, hard work, but it is possible. It is possible to be in a hurtful or harmful relationship and thrive inside yourself because you stop giving credence to the other person's words and actions. You start having your own back. You start knowing what you believe in. You start showing up for yourself. But it's hard. That is hard freaking work when you are in a harmful relationship. Some women, some people in general, are not able, depending on the severity of the relationship, are not able to create that sense of safety and heal from that trauma while they're still in the relationship. And that might be a reality for you, but it is always possible to try. You always have the option to try. Okay, so hurt versus harm. Hurt happens, but we repair. Harm is hurt on an ongoing basis, and there is no repair. Now, I do want to say, as a disclaimer, always, 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 if you are in an abusive relationship, if your physical safety is threatened, please go find a professional and get help. Okay, so let's move on. We've talked about hurt versus harm. Now let's talk about what is my responsibility in a relationship. As women in particular, we tend to take all the responsibility for a relationship. We tend to try to manage the other person's feelings, their emotions. We try to create safety for ourselves and for them. And sometimes we prioritize their emotions and their safety over our emotions and our safety. But here is the reality. We cannot, in any case, no way, no how, no scenario on the planet in which it is possible to create happiness or joy or peace for someone else. Let me say that again. We cannot create happiness for someone else. We can validate them. We can show care. We can act with respect. We can create opportunities for connection. But none of these things can actually create any emotions in the other person. Why? Because it is their thoughts that create their emotions. Let me prove it to you. Have you ever done something really nice for someone? You have gone out of your way to do something for them that you felt would be special, that it would create positive emotion in them, that would bring a smile to their face. And instead, they took it completely the wrong way. They completely misinterpreted your intentions and assigned some kind of meaning to your action that was not even on your mind at all. Like you hadn't even considered then it might be taken or interpreted the way that they interpreted it, right? I think we have all been there. This is an example of how I can say that you cannot create an emotion for someone else because their thoughts dictate their emotion. If you show up with a gift for someone that you think is going to be very meaningful for them, that is showing care and intention and love, and they think, because of the thoughts in their brain that you bought that gift for them just to manipulate them into doing what you wanted, that is going to create a completely different emotion for them. And that has nothing to do with what you did. We have to start to understand for ourselves that we cannot be responsible for someone else's emotions or their thoughts, right? That is their human experience, and our job is to let them have their human experience. So what are we actually responsible for in a relationship if we cannot control the other person's emotions or their thoughts? Well, we are responsible for choosing words and behaviors that contribute to and support healthy relationship dynamics. So here's what I mean by that. If we want a mutually respectful relationship, we're responsible for contributing respect to that relationship. If we want an open and honest relationship, we're responsible for contributing to that relationship openly and honestly. If we want a dynamic sexual relationship, we are responsible for contributing to that. If we want strong emotional bonds in our relationship, we're responsible for doing our inner work, finding healing from our trauma so that we are free to openly, emotionally connect and form a strong bond with the other person. Are you seeing a pattern here? What you want in your relationship, you must contribute to. That is your responsibility. If you want a financially stable home, it's your job to contribute to that on whatever level, with whatever form that you and your significant other decide that that takes, right? And it's so interesting to me how we know this on a level like that. We know if we want to be financially stable, it's our responsibility to contribute to that financial stability. And yet somehow we miss the point that if we want an open and honest relationship, we must contribute openness and honesty. If we want a respectful relationship, a mutually respectful relationship, we're responsible for contributing respect to that relationship. And again, it is a two-way street. You are only responsible for your contributions, how you are showing up to that relationship. So when the other person doesn't contribute equally, or when things pop up in a relationship that just don't feel great, right? It's going to happen. It always is going to happen. Here are some questions to ask. Okay, so you're in this relationship, and let's say it's healthy most of the time. You have hurt, but you have repair. You have mutual respect. You have a good dynamic through the majority of your relationship, but something pops up that just doesn't feel good, right? Maybe you sense something going on you can't even put your finger on. Here are some questions to ask. Am I contributing to an unhealthy relationship dynamic right now? Am I showing up in every aspect of this relationship the way that I want to show up? Am I contributing to this relationship what I want to get out of it? Second, is the other person doing something that is contributing to the relationship in an unhealthy way? And do I feel an expectation to engage with that unhealthy behavior? If that's the case and you have an otherwise healthy relationship, it's time to talk about that, right? It's time to say, hey, this is what you're doing. This really hurts me. Can we talk about what's going on behind it? And then third question to ask is, am I respecting my own need for safety? Do I have my own back in this situation? This gets really tricky. And this is where I find in talking to other women, this is the sticking point. This is what is often happening when I talk to someone and they're like, I just feel like something's off in my relationship and I can't really put words to it. I mean, he did such and such and that didn't feel great, but he apologized and we made up, but I just can't quite get back to a place of feeling like everything is good in this relationship. And so what we start to talk about is respecting our own need for safety and having our own back. Okay. So here's what that can look like. When, let's say that, you ask your partner to show up for you in some way. Maybe you ask them to take care of the kids on Friday night so you can go out with your girlfriends, okay? And Friday night rolls around and they don't give you any heads up or notice. They just end up being at work late and you can't reach them and it gets late and you have to cancel your plans with your girlfriends. So when you have the conversation, right? Your partner comes home and you meet him at the door and you're understandably emotionally upset about what has just happened. There are a lot of different ways you can show up to that conversation. But if you show up in a way that doesn't feel authentic, because you're trying to manage the other person's emotions, or you show up in a way that gives precedence to the other person. This is what I used to do all the time. What happens is you're creating a feeling of unsafety in your own head because you don't have your own back. So let's say your husband shows up. And you say, hey, babe, like, did you remember you said you would watch the kids because I was going to go out with my girlfriends tonight? What happened? And he says, oh, yeah, I just got called in this meeting at work. And I, you know, I thought about calling you and then I just kind of got caught up and, you know, you can go out with your friends another time. And your response to that is, okay. All right. Well, I guess, you know, work is important. I understand. What have you just done? You've just not had your own back. And that creates a feeling, a lack of safety in your own self. Because the one person that was supposed to defend you, the one person that was supposed to have your back, no matter what, was you, and you didn't. So if instead your husband shows up and he says, oh yeah, you know, this meeting came up and I thought about calling you and then I got another call and I, you know, whatever, you can go out with your friends another time. Instead of just saying, okay, I understand. Instead you said, hey, you know, that really bothered me. And what I really need from you in this relationship is communication. So would you please make sure next time you call and let me know that you're not going to make it. You're still being respectful. You're still showing up in the relationship with openness and communication. You're still showing up in the relationship trying to make healthy emotional connections, but you're defending yourself and you have your own back. And this is going to create an entirely different feeling inside your body. It will change. Now, if you stand up for yourself and it is not well received, and you've done it in a respectful way, then you have some information about the other person, about how they view you, about their respect for you, that you then have to do something with, right? You have some information about them that you then have to process, but you have stood up for yourself. You've had your own back, and that will change everything for you in your own internal world. So if you catch yourself doing this, where you're in a conflict and you are constantly prioritizing the other person or making excuses for them or allowing them to disrespect you, think about this next time. Start standing up for yourself and having your own back. I promise you, makes all the difference. Okay, so what do you really have to do in a relationship? The bottom line is, your responsibility in a relationship is to show up with the same energy and the same dynamic and the same actions that you want the other person to do that contribute to the type of relationship that you want to have. But you are not responsible for their reactions, their emotions, their feelings, how they show up, anything except what you do say, think, and feel. All right. I hope that was helpful. We are going to have a very special guest on with us for episode 3. Stay tuned for that, and I will see you next time.